Well, good morning, everybody. Didn't the deacon do a nice job singing? That was beautiful. And I confess that I told him about 2 minutes before Mass that he had the Epiphany Proclamation to do today. And mea culpa, dear deacon, but thank you for always rolling with the flow. And but anyway, the Epiphany Proclamation of ancient tradition to, of course, predates computers, predates even when paper was readily available, easily accessible to folks. And everybody was super excited to go to Mass on Epiphany so that they would learn when was Lent going to start this year. We just heard it's going to start on the 17th day of February. And then when is Easter? When is all of these movable feasts? And so, my goodness, we have Lent starting in about a month. Can you believe it? But today we celebrate the Epiphany of our Lord. And so we're coming to a close of the Christmas season. Now, I had a beautiful moment happen on earlier this week. Our head sacristan, Leroy Martin, and I went to Cincinnati. We had some emergency church supplies to buy. We've been running out of these votive candles and incense and charcoal and all these other things. So we went on a little field trip, and I said, now, Benji, on the way there, we got to stop by St. Joseph's shop in Batesville, because I've ordered a religious medal for a young man I just sponsored in confirmation a month ago. And I need to go pick it up. Well, of course, I'm like a kid in a candy store at a Catholic store. And I ended up with not one medal, but three medals, a statue of St. Maximilian Kolbe, 16 books, and 8 DVDs, and a Keurig. How did that happen? And Mystic Monk Coffee. And I got, we didn't have room for all the candles that we had yet to pick up in Cincinnati. But one of the books that I got was this little tiny one called The Seven Capital Sins. I devoured this thing in about an hour. Listen to this. Listen to the very beginning of the introduction. There is a seven-headed monster that each one of us has to fight our whole life through. The monster's name is self-seeking. Its seven heads are the seven deadly sins: pride, covetousness, also known as greed, lust, anger, envy, gluttony, and sloth. These are the seven pallbearers of the soul, and they happen in one's life when he makes himself the center of things. If we are strongly motivated by self-seeking, we seldom deny ourselves anything, as our Lord taught and required of his disciples by charity, love, sacrifice, humility, obedience, patience, generosity, or whatever the calls of duty and virtue may be. Instead, our self-seeking will nourish the vices, and we become more and more ensnared by them. To pursue the path of self-seeking is continually to refuse love to God, and such a course is a great danger to salvation. No soul can enter heaven until it has been purged of all self-seeking and exists only for God. It is impossible for us to combat an enemy whom we do not know, whom we do not see, or whom perhaps we have mistaken for a friend. This is so good. Like, the reality is that we have these seven deadly sins, and I love how this author, who is anonymous, by the way, says that these are seven heads of a monster known as self-seeking. And I smell a sermon series coming up of 7 weeks, one deadly sin per week. Now, I'm not going to be negative Nancy. We're going to look at them, but also how we can combat these things, you know? But what I wanted to focus on was this window over here. The three wise men who, instead of self-seeking, like King Herod, we heard about him in our gospel. Now, King Herod was a victim of the seven-headed monster. And every single one of those seven heads, those seven deadly sins, he fell victim to, and we have an account of it in our scripture. He wanted more money. He wanted more prestige. He wanted more power. He wanted to kill anything that would be a threat to all of those things, to his growth in the seven deadly sins. And he was willing to do anything to do it. He lost to the seven-headed monster. These three men here did not. These three men here were not self-seekers. They didn't. I always teach the kids, the way to memorize the seven deadly sins is an acronym, SLAP EGG. Sloth, lust, anger, pride, envy, greed, and gluttony. And these men here, these three wise men, who knelt before the King of the universe, Jesus Christ, and bestowed upon him all of their power, all of their possessions, all of their titles, and right here they are giving, look at Melchior, giving Jesus his crown, giving Jesus his power. And all of them have a gift to bring. Melchior brought the gold, which is a symbol of all of our earthly possessions. And I would tell you this, that a conversion that hasn't reached our possessions is not an authentic conversion. But like the Casper brings the incense, a symbol of all of our prayers, all of our fastings, all of our works of charity, all of our... And then Balthazar brings the myrrh, which was a burial thing, the perfume that they would put on dead bodies, which is a symbol, a prefiguring that this child, Jesus, was going to die for all of us. But also a symbol of the fact that our life and our death, we give to Jesus. We give it all to Jesus. On his terms, not ours. You know? And that's what we see in the three wise men. Is not self-seekers, but Christ-seekers. And my friends, like, that's why they were truly wise. They were truly wise because they realized that a life of self-seeking is miserable. Makes us miserable, pitiable fools. But a life of Jesus-seeking will transform everything and will give meaning to everything, even the littlest thing. That a life of Jesus seeking is worth everything. You remember those wise men came from all over the place. We tend to think of them all coming from the same spot, but they didn't. Casper, we think, came from Europe, and Melchior, we think, came from Asia. And Balthazar, we think, came from Africa. And they probably all brought an entourage with them. But each and every one of them traveled over 1,000 miles through dangerous deserts. It was a risky thing to follow and to seek Jesus and to go receive Jesus and to adore Jesus and to love Jesus. It was risky. It wasn't without cost. But they went across these deserts on camels because they followed the star and the love of Christ had so compelled and taken control of their hearts. And they had that epiphany of realizing we should be Jesus seekers because self-seeking hasn't got us very far. And forget about our kingdom. Forget about our money. Forget about our title, our prestige, all of our degrees, all of this, that, and the other thing. What really counts is Christ. And that's the epiphany. And so, my dear friends, that's what we seek to do. We seek to follow after the Lord in all things. My favorite Bible verse is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you besides. And these three men, Casper, Melchior, and Balthazar, they, in welcoming Christ into their life and to take control of everything and becoming true Jesus seekers, they truly did that. They sought after the kingdom. They sought after Christ and let everything else work itself out. And so praise the Lord. Now you and I realize that we come to this Mass, we come to adoration in this church, and we adore, we receive, we worship here, face to face, in person. We are with our Lord. And it makes every difference in the whole world. Because the same Christ that lies on this altar and in our monstrance here, and we receive at Holy Mass, is the same Christ that those wise men journeyed over 1,000 miles through dangerous deserts to go adore and receive and give to. And so praise the Lord for our faith. Now, on the way out of church today, you get yourself a bag here of chalk, and it has the Epiphany blessing on it, which is the year 2021 with the initial letter CMB in the middle. That stands for the wise men, Casper, Melchior, and Balthazar. But it also stands for a Latin phrase, Christus mansionem benedicat. May Christ bless this house. Because the three wise men on this day, at the end of their very first Christmas season 2,000 years ago, welcomed Christ into their own hearts, into their own nations, into their whole world. And this is a reminder that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will seek the Lord here. We will worship the Lord together as a family. And we will be Jesus seekers, not falling victim to the seven-headed monster. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.